天宁保险626-581-2581，让我帮你省钱省事保平安。
英语说说看，开口天天练，欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hi, 周琦。
Hi, Sharon.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you. How's driving?
Yeah, my driving test is next month.
Wow, it's coming up.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Make sure you eat a hearty breakfast.
Thank you. But hearty breakfast, the hearty 是什么意思呢？听起来蛮地道的耶。
Oh, hearty breakfast. Hearty breakfast, the heart, 是心 the heart. H-E-A-R-T. Hearty breakfast. 虽然听起来有点像是一份有爱心的早餐、但是它的意思是一个丰盛的早餐。
一顿丰盛的早餐可以用到 hearty breakfast.
Correct. And especially on important days, reminding someone to have a hearty breakfast is also...An expression of care. 通常在比较重要的日子上呢，这句话也是一种关心对方的方法。Have a hearty breakfast.
Have a hearty breakfast.
对，因为 breakfast is the most important meal of the day, 对吧？
是的，确实是这样。那刚刚说到这个丰盛的早餐，有一句话是问说 How would you like your eggs? 这是什么意思呢？
Speaking of hearty breakfast and eggs.A lot of people certainly do put the two together. 当然, of course, 每个人对 hearty 的概念都不一样。Everyone has their own idea of what a hearty breakfast looks like. But a lot of the times, for a lot of people, breakfast cannot be had without eggs. 对很多人来说,在西方,早餐是离不开鸡蛋的。So, you'll hear this question quite often.How would you like your eggs? 所以当我们讲到早餐的时候呢，我们常常会被问到这个问题。How would you like your eggs? How would you like your eggs? 它是问你想要吃什么样子的鸡蛋。
哦，它不是问我喜不喜欢吃鸡蛋。
哦，不是，因为
有 how。
对，有 how， 有 how 这个词。It's easy to get confused. So let's distinguish these questions.That sound alike, but mean very different things. 在这句问题里呢，每一个单词都有它自己的含义和用处。如果我们只是跟着听得懂的那个单词走，会误解这个问题。那我们现在把这几个比较容易搞混的问题，一句一句的分开来讲一下。你喜不喜欢吃鸡蛋是 Do you like eggs?
哦，
你想不想要吃鸡蛋是Would you like eggs?
Would you like eggs?、
对，但是 how would you like your eggs?、是问你想吃什么样子的鸡蛋。
嗯。
Did you get that? Three very similar sounding questions that mean very different things. Do you like eggs? Would you like eggs? How would you like your eggs? Can you tell the difference? Do you like eggs?Would you like eggs? How would you like your eggs?
那你这样说我就很清楚了。
有一位厨师朋友曾经说过这样一句话 Eggs are the heroes of the breakfast table. 鸡蛋是早餐桌上的英雄。Eggs are the heroes of the breakfast table. Because they are endlessly versatile. 因为鸡蛋有无数种不同的做法。也正因为鸡蛋有无数的做法。所以当我们在点鸡蛋的时候我们通常都会被问到 How would you like your eggs to be cooked? 或者是 How would you like them cooked? 有的时候有些人也会用 How would you like them fixed? Fix 是 F-I-X 是修理的那个 fix 在西方的饮食文化里面 To fix a meal 的意思就是 To make a meal 或者是 To cook a meal 在这里 FixingMaking 和 cooking 这三个动词的意思是一样的，都是在形容做饭。Making eggs, fixing eggs, and cooking eggs are three different ways that say pretty much the same thing. Eggs can be cooked, made, and fixed in so many different ways. And because of this, 正因为如此, one of the most common questions we get asked whether we're ordering breakfast or at brunch, is how would you like your eggs cooked? How would you like your eggs fixed? 我们通常在吃早餐或者是吃 brunch 的时候被问到最多的一个问题就是你想要吃什么样的蛋 So now that we understand the question, how do we answer? Or how many options are there for us to choose from? 我们今天了解到了 Do you like eggs? Would you like eggs? And how would you like your eggs? 是三个不同的问题而我们会被问到最多的就是那句 How would you like your eggs? 那这个问题该怎么样回答呢？毕竟我们喜欢和熟悉的中国式做蛋方法像是蛋羹蛋饼在西方还是蛮陌生的我们还学到了一些比较地道的话语像是 A hearty breakfast 是一顿丰盛的早餐 A hearty breakfast 讲到 hearty breakfast 又离不开 eggs 鸡蛋 So how would you like your eggs? 应该怎么样去回答这个问题呢 Stay tuned because we'll talk about it next time一定要注意收听下一期的节目哦。
英语说说看，开口天天练。That's all for now。今天的节目就到这儿，我们下期节目再会。
Don't forget to practice， 不要忘记练习啊。
拜拜，
拜拜。
英语说说看，每期节目在1300网站都有重播，欢迎大家上网 www.am1300.com 收听。感谢天宁保险赞助网站重播，天宁保险电话6265812581。